I'm Kevin Kugler with This Week in the NCAA on Westwood One. Today we play catch-up with championship news from tennis and golf. But first, a reminder that you can hear the final championship from Omaha beginning at 6:45 p.m. Eastern Time on Monday night. The 2018 College World Series Best of Three Championship Series can be heard on many of these same stations and online at westwoodonesports.com. This year's tennis champions included four first-time winners. In Division I, the Demon Deacons from Wake Forest used a 16-match winning streak to claim their first-ever men's tennis title. For the D1 women, Stanford scored their second trophy in 3 years after holding off a back-and-forth final-day battle with Vanderbilt. In D2 tennis, the women's trophy found a new home as the Bucks from Florida's Barry University survived the 16-team championship to finish on top. Another first-ever title winner took center court as the men from Columbus State defeated the men from Barry 5-4. And in D3, the men from Middlebury claimed their third tennis title, while the women from Claremont Mud Scripps won their first. Coming up, golf news on This Week in the NCAA. Wrapping up the NCAA Golf Championships, congratulations go to the Division I winners Oklahoma State for the men and Arizona for the women. In D2, the Greyhounds from the University of Indianapolis led wire-to-wire to sink their second women's national title in 4 years. For the men, it was the Knights from Lynn University in Florida that raised their first-ever trophy. And finally, in Division III, the Monarchs from Methodist University in North Carolina take home the title for the second time in 4 years, while the women from Claremont Mud Scripps matched the school's tennis team by winning their first-ever golf title. That's This Week in the NCAA. I'm Kevin Kugler on Westwood One.